Dale Henderson, welcome to K&E.
Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Doing well, thank you very much.
Nice morning. But
it's a lot better out there than it was yesterday. It was so gloomy at this time.
Yeah, and we were just talking about all this rain we've been having. I don't know how it's affecting the farmers and others, but
I think
we've had enough.
They need it.
No,
I think. Especially the non-cane farmers. I think the mold and just the muck, it's not all that great for the corn or soybeans.
And those people like me who occasionally need to cut the yard, you know.
Yeah, that's it. And, you know, weed control, it's like everything thrives and overdoes it.
Overdoes. But it looks nice outside this morning.
Not too bad. It didn't feel too muggy out there. It, you know, just about average for the...
Yeah. And this morning, we have the little ones going to school.
Okay.
Pre-kindergarten and kindergartners start today. So,
now, do they get on the buses all by themselves
Well, you know, I would think that a lot of them will ride the bus, but I would think that a lot of the moms will probably drop them off at school. And it will be an emotional morning this morning for a lot of moms. You know, you're sending your little one 4 years old or 5 years old if they're in kindergarten, and this is the first day. So I'm sure there'll be a lot of emotion this morning.
I still am traumatized by my first couple of weeks at school. It was a very upsetting experience, you know, to go from the comfort of me and my mother to all these strangers. I had no idea what was on their minds, they were up to.
You know, it's a really big deal.
Having to eat food I didn't want, didn't like, didn't necessarily like their cooking.
And you said it well, you're going from the comfort of home and, you know, where you've been for 4 or 5 years, and then now you're turning over your children to others,
and
it's a really big deal, and it's very emotional for many.
Remember that cartoon, that panel, those panels in the paper, Prince Valiant and all his exploits.
Uh-huh.
And I remember when he left his family, and it's like I may not see you ever again.
Uh-huh.
Or it'll be months before you get a letter from him. It just seems like so tragic, you know, like. But you had to do it. You had no other choice but to get out there.
Well, and this is, you know, with children going to school, this is part of the growing up process. And they're going to school. And that's a good thing.
That's at about 4?
Pre-K is 4 and then kindergarten 5.
Mm-hmm. And there's like a waiting list for the pre-K?
It typically is a waiting list at some sites for pre-kindergarten. Yeah, we have about 550 students, maybe a little more than that this year. We'll have to wait to see how the numbers play out today. But it's about 550 pre-kindergarten and about 1,000 to 1,100 kindergartners.
Now, any kindergartner that wants to get in gets in.
Kindergarten is open, yes. Mm-hmm. Anybody who wants to come in for kindergarten, yes. Absolutely.
And you would like to open up the pre-K, but it's just the physical and financial.
Sometimes capacity is an issue, and the funding is an issue because the vast majority of our pre-kindergarten funding comes from federal funding. And if that funding becomes available, we'll make every effort to open more and more of the pre-kindergarten classes. Absolutely. But now we service about half of the population that we serve in kindergarten. So we could probably enroll another 500 or so pre-kindergartners if it was just wide open, you know.
That would be like another 15 teachers or so?
At 20 per class. We can't put more than 20. The maximum number in pre-kindergarten classes is 20, and the mandate is also not only a certified teacher, but an aide as well.
An assistant.
Yeah, you have to have an assistant. So, and those are guidelines that we have no control over. So a teacher, an aide, and no more than 20. So, but in any event, the buses will be rolling this morning. The routes may be altered a little bit because, you know, they'll be picking up the little ones this morning. So just be extra patient this morning. And just a quick reminder about school zones, they are in effect.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of get out of that way of thinking during the summertime. And then when school starts again, we have to get back in that way of thinking to really, really slow down in those school zones. So,
And just like in the mornings, most of the folks are well behaved, but some folks think this is an expressway,
kind of a raceway down Main Street.
And I saw some folks yesterday, old and young, and they're like, "Well, should we try for it? You know, or are they going to run us over?" and you hear horns blowing, like, you know, get out of here.
Oh, crossing the street from the parking lot.
Right in front
lot,
of Victor's, into the, back to the Bulini or coming, yeah.
Yeah, right.
You tell people, please try and be patient and
slow down. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Watch out for the pedestrians.
Exactly. I can't recall if I mentioned that we welcomed 92 new teachers to our school system. I don't know if I mentioned that last week.
I did last week.
I think so. So just wanted to make a mention of that. We have about a 10%, 8 to 10% turnover each year, and so we have 92 new teachers to our school system. So we certainly want to welcome all of them and hope that the first few days of school certainly have been very rewarding for them and enjoyable. Received our ACT scores,
yes,
earlier this week. It was the state release of ACT scores. We have shown steady progress in our ACT scores from 5 years ago. We were at about 18.4, and this is a district composite, and now we are at 19. Our district composite score is at 19. It's sustained from what it was last year, so we had a 19 last year, and we have a 19 again this year. It's important to remember also that that everyone takes the ACT, not just those students who are enrolled in advanced placement courses or honors level courses or college preparatory courses. Everybody now takes the ACT.
Mm-hmm.
And we did see when we were testing about 6 years ago, all students who had intended to go to college or who made who took the preparatory work to go to the university, our score was at 19.6. That was our composite. Then we started testing all students, so all juniors. And if you're going to graduate from high school in any public school system in Louisiana, then you must take the ACT. And we saw our school dip from our score dip from 19.6 to about 18.5. And since that time, we've seen a steady increase. It's not reached that level where it was several years ago, when only those students who were taking those advanced courses we're taking the ACT, but we're steadily getting back to that composite score. So we sustained our score this year. We have more students than ever taking the ACT, and certainly appreciate the hard work that that our teachers are doing in preparing these kids for this national assessment.
Mm-hmm.
So our score this year is at it remains at 19, and that's the district composite. So. We'll be sharing that with the board next week at the school board meeting, some more specific data, because they break it down into various categories. But the composite score is really the score that that everyone looks at. When you get your ACT score, we want to look at that composite, because that's what drives your acceptance to the university or,
Does it help with scholarships? I'm
helps,
sure
certainly
it does.
Helps with scholarships, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Later this morning, I'll be visiting the Alternative Center for Education. That's our alternative program. It's the old Bank Avenue Elementary School, not too far from here. And
yeah.
Ms. Joyce Joseph invited me to go by and meet with the students this morning. So we have an IDF meeting a little later this morning, about 7:30 or so. And then after that meeting, then I'll slip over to the Alternative Center to greet the students at ACE. We probably have probably 40 or 50 students enrolled in the alternative program.
You know, what grade levels? Anywhere from?
4th through 12th.
All right.
They're 4th through 12th, yeah. So I look forward to meeting with them this morning.
That's like the last recourse before expulsion, or
we don't suspend students anymore.
Yeah, because that got to be like, yeah, I want to get suspended,
exactly.
So I don't have to go to school.
So, instead of you're leaving school, whether it's for 3 days or for a longer period of time, we have set up an alternative school where we have it's a regular school. We the teachers, a principal. We have lunch, breakfast, and lunch service there. That you know, it's a regular school,
mm-hmm.
And for students who sometimes misbehave, instead of sending them home now, we have an in-school suspension and an alternative program where students can stay in school. They can continue to participate in their lessons and the curriculum, stay on track to either be promoted from one grade to the next, or certainly at the high school level, stay on track to graduate from high school. So it is very, very, very rare when we will ever suspend a student, and he will go home, as probably you and I can remember when we were in school. You know, a 3-day suspension or a 5-day suspension. Mm. We don't do that anymore. They go to our in-school suspension program, or to ACE if it's a longer period of time, and they continue with their studies. They can the teachers send the lessons, and of course, if they're there for a longer period of time, then there are teachers who continue with the curriculum and who continue with lessons and keep those students on track. And after their timeout period, then they can work their way back to their home school. So it's a good program, and we've realized great success in keeping kids on track. So I'll be visiting that school a little bit later this morning.
And then with the Iberia Industrial Development, do you go right over
right
there to Burke
Street? Yeah.
And
right.
Is that, do you ever find out like new projects that are coming to town, a new mall or gas station?
Every once in a while,
Mike
Tarantino does a great job, and so every once in a while this business is expressing some interest in coming to the area, and so sometimes we'll get a little advanced tip, you know. Always good to be in the loop, you know.
It sure is.
Sales tax collections for the month of July will be presented at the board meeting next Wednesday. We have a board meeting on Wednesday the 16th, so we'll look forward to making those figures available to the school board. I certainly want to thank all of the parents for their patience. You know, our first day of school was last Friday, and I think we were the first district in Acadiana to start. We started on Friday the 4th. And, Lee, I have to tell you that was one of the smoothest openings to a school year that I can recall.
Well, I was watching Lafayette. It was like it would be maybe another 2 weeks before we get your bus schedule, so just bear with us. I couldn't believe they didn't have any of that figured out.
Well, they may have gone to a new routing program or something. You have to work the kinks out of that. But this year, we just had a terrific, terrific opening to the school year. So I just want to express appreciation to our parents, the students, all of our school staffs, faculties and staffs, and in particular, and you mentioned bus drivers, in particular our bus drivers who ran those routes. Of course, there's always going to be some hiccup now and then where a child misses the bus, you know, for whatever reason. But our bus drivers just did a really, really terrific job. Kudos go out to Sharon in our transportation department and Mr. Raymond Noel, who is our transportation supervisor. We have a 2-member transportation department working along with all of our bus drivers, about 135 bus drivers, and they just did a terrific job. I told Mr. Judice, who's my assistant at the school board office, the Friday was just such a quiet day from the perspective of telephone calls. Not to say that, you know, there were no issues, but in comparison to previous years, this beginning of this school year was just a really, really smooth start. And certainly thank our principals and teachers and all of our staff for the hard work that they did. Looking here at the lunch menu, when you think of also of our cafeteria technicians, do you know that we serve between 15 and 20,000 meals every day? Between breakfast and lunch, we're serving between 15 and 20,000 meals each and every day. So a lot of people who are involved in making the 27 schools that we have in the district work every single day. It takes a lot of folks, a lot of teamwork, a lot of cooperation, sometimes a lot of patience. But it all works together so that the kids can come to school every day, feel safe, and learn what they need to learn to ultimately reach that high school graduation point in May.
So on TV3, they showed the school being behind Bell Place. Mm-hmm. I forget what the tone of the story was even. Did I see you walking down the hall, or
right,
did
that,
you?
That was a story that that Dave Baker had. He had come by the office and had done an interview a couple of weeks ago,
right.
And that was part of of Channel 3's KETC's Back to School.
Back to
special.
School. Yeah. All right. All right.
And
yeah.
That was the new school was a piece of that. And you'll start seeing some site preparation work being done out there if you're driving along the Lorville Road. And so if you notice, you know, big tractors and dirt work being done and, you know, excavators, then that is the site preparation work that is being done in anticipation of actually starting the construction of the new elementary school. And the actual construction, where we're pouring concrete, forming up, pouring concrete, you know, those kinds of things,
yeah,
that probably won't begin until later in the fall or even the very early part of the spring, you know, right after the holidays, because there's a time when they really have to make sure, the contractor really has to make sure that the foundation work is exactly as it should be. The foundation is the key to any building, as anybody who's been involved in construction work will tell you. The foundation is the key. So we want to make sure that the site preparation work is just as it should be. So they'll be doing that over the next 3 or 4 months, surcharging the site, making sure that soil is ready to accept that foundation, and then probably just around Christmas time or a little after that, then they'll actually begin on the school itself, and you'll see the school coming up. It takes 16 to 18 months.
And I was about to say, yeah, how long does that take?
About 16 to 18 months, and the projected opening date for that school would be for the 2019-20 school year. So, you know, that's the time frame. It'll probably be completed in the latter part of March or April of 2019. But then there's the moving in process of getting everything set up, student desk, teacher desk, all of the furnishings for the school, the kitchen equipment, you know, all of the things that would go into having a school ready to open in the early part of August. So there's a whole process that you have to go through. It's very involved, as you can well imagine, opening a school. But
and what's the enrollment?
We're projecting that the initial enrollment will be about 350 students. Yep. So, and we'll see how that all plays out in, you know, the next year and a half or so. But that's the plan. People move. When you build a school, we have found that people tend to congregate around that area. So if you build it's like the old Field of Dreams. If you build it, they will come. Mm-hmm. Well. And that's a growing area of the parish north of the bayou, and so we've seen some growth in that particular area. So one of the reasons why the new school is going up.
How's that roundabout? Is that roundabout right down the road from you?
Right
from
down
Bell
the road,
Place?
It's just down the Lorville Road, right from that. You know, maybe about, I don't know, maybe half a mile from where Bell Place Middle School is now. And I'm not sure what the projected time frame for completion of that is. I think they, you know, maybe halfway or a little bit more. My daughter lives further down the Lorville Road, and so every once in a while we'll go in that direction. And last time I was there, it looked like it was about halfway done or something like that. But again, we were talking about all the rain earlier. I'm not sure what kind of progress they've been able to make.
Is that where the J.K. Darnell Road crosses?
That's where J.K. Darnell Road crosses, I think. Bell Place Olivier, right in there.
Yeah, so if you keep on going back into town, you'd wind up by that Bolero station and kind of where near where O'Kane used to be on Levitt Hospital.
You're on the you're on 182, yeah.
No, I was thinking of the crossroad. That's Nelson. I'm thinking Nelson. That's not Nelson Canal. It's J.K. Darnell's further.
Right,
yeah,
further.
Yeah. You'd come out by the old Sutton Steel.
Right.
And there's Food and Fun there now. They put up some kind of gas station.
There's a Food and Fun right at the corner, just before Sutton Steel. Right on the right. So for breakfast in our cafeterias this morning, we were talking about that a little bit earlier. For breakfast this morning, everybody's favorite, cinnamon rolls with apple bites, or you can have cereal and Pop-Tart with fruit and, of course, juice and milk. And for lunch today, chicken nuggets or a fish hoagie with macaroni and cheese, steamed carrots, tossed salad, blueberry crisp, and strawberry, chocolate, or good old sweet milk.
And that it would be strawberry or
chocolate.
The sweet milk.
sweet milk.
That is the plain milk, but it's like the bottom of the cereal.
As opposed to buttermilk, my grandfather always called it sweet.
I remember you telling me that.
He always called it sweet milk, and we never could understand because it didn't taste sweet to us.
Yeah, maybe it's like oh, you're so sweet, it just meant tasty or desirable kind of sweet.
Yeah, I don't know if that's what he was. My grandmother always enjoyed buttermilk. So I guess as opposed to buttermilk, his term was sweet milk. Now, and I don't know where that came from, but
buttermilk's good for your ulcers.
Buttermilk is good for your stomach. Yeah, yeah, it really is.
What exactly is it? Is it they don't scoop the cream off the top and they churn it up for buttermilk, or
Lee? I've never had any buttermilk.
So you didn't follow in Grandpa's footsteps.
No, I didn't follow in those footsteps. But I know people who do have stomach issues. Now, whether it's really good for you or not, I don't know.
And then they've also got that acidophilus milk with
all kinds now, almond milk and all kinds of things.
Yes.
People who can't tolerate milk and regular milk and
this is supposedly to put back bugs in your stomach that helps with the digestion. The good kind,
the good bacteria.
Yeah, right.
Well, I've never had any buttermilk and not going to buy any.
All right.
But you know, there's some great recipes out there, like buttermilk pound cake.
Oh, yeah. When you start talking recipes.
You talk recipes. Well, then that's pretty good.
Just always amazes me, like, how did butter get invented? You know, maybe the wagon people, the frontiers people were traveling, and they had their milk with the butter, with the cream on the top, and as it was jostling in the wagon, and they'd open it up, the crock. Hey, Ned, look here. There's some kind of...
I've watched my grandparents make it in a mayonnaise jar.
You used to help that, too.
Oh,
you take the big, what's the blue plate mayonnaise?
That's right.
That big, huge, half-gallon size.
Put it about half full.
Wrap it with a towel, and then you beat it on your knee. Shake it.
Uh-huh.
It's like it went from liquid to... After about 5 or 10 minutes, just like magic, just boing, it's solid butter now.
And how about that butter on a hot biscuit? Pretty good, huh?
Or some French bread
when
we had all our local bakeries.
Or almost anything.
Or almost, put it on top of some oatmeal,
right. Okay, Mr. Lee, I appreciate it. Yes, and once again, thanks to everyone for a great beginning to the school year. We're off to a great start and certainly appreciate everybody's support.
All right, thank
you.
See
you next Thursday.
You bet. Thank you, Dale Henderson, Iberia School Superintendent, a regular guest to the K&E microphones for coming in this morning.